Sophia follows the trail of O markings to a heavy metal door in the hallway. It's unlocked, but once she passes through, she hears a metallic clink at her back. Sophia wheels around and tries the handle. The door is locked on this side. How will I get back to Gwen? She worries.
Get away from me,
comes a faint echoing voice. It sounds like Oliver. Could it be the simulation again? Or is it really her friend? Sophia dashes toward the source of the sound. Around a corner, she sees movement in the distance. Near the other end of a long hallway, Sophia sees Oliver backing up in her direction. Striding toward Oliver is a tall, spiky-haired blonde woman. Even from here, Sophia can see the sneer on the woman's ghostly pale face.
Get back to the recruitment room!
The woman screams.
I won't!
Oliver yells back at her. The spiky-haired woman's gaze travels down the hall and lands on Sophia. Her eyes bulge in fury.
I thought we dealt with you!
Oliver twists sharply and sees Sophia.
Stay back, he warns her.
As he turns, Sophia sees, to her horror, one of Oliver's sneakers stays planted on the cement floor. Knocked off balance, Oliver falls, still twisting, the ankle of his planted foot wrenching before the sneaker sole finally peels loose. His body hits the floor hard. Sophia takes off sprinting toward her friend.
I have to help him.
As Sophia runs down the hallway, she sees the spiky-haired woman tap her ear. She has an earpiece with a tiny microphone, Sophia realizes.
Two of them,
the woman growls into the mic. Sophia reaches Oliver and crouches next to him. He sits up woozily, blinking. Now that she's at the spiky-haired woman's feet, Sophia realizes how tall the woman really is. Sophia protectively puts her arm over both Oliver's head and her own.
Get away from us! Sophia screeches.
Ach, be quiet!
The woman snarls at Sophia. She taps the earpiece again.
What did you say?
Sophia strains to hear the voice of the person speaking into the earpiece, but she can't. The woman snarls into the mic.
Are you sure?
Sophia turns to Oliver. Are you okay? She asks. Oliver rubs his ankle and winces.
I think I sprained it, he says.
Fine, the woman says to whoever's talking in the earpiece. We'll do it your way.
She leans down to Sophia and Oliver. Her lips twist in contempt.
I'll see you two later, and your friend. Gwen, I believe it is.
The woman pivots on a high heel and marches away. Just before she turns the corner at the far end of the corridor, a small pouch slides from her pants pocket.
I was trying to find a way out, and she attacked me from behind,
Oliver mumbles. He rubs his ankle and winces.
We've got to get out of here.
Sophia helps him up. Can you walk? He takes a step and winces again.
Sort of.
I'll help you. Just a second.
Sophia hurries over to pick up the pouch the woman dropped.
Oh, okay. I'll take you to where Gwen is. Put your arm over my shoulders.
Sophia helps Oliver limp to the metal door. She tries the handle again, but it's still locked.
There's a keycard scanner.
Oliver points weakly to a small rectangular pad on the doorframe. Sophia holds up the little rectangular pouch.
I'll bet you the key's in here.
But inside the pouch are five cards, not one. Sophia holds up each one to the pad, but nothing happens. She groans in frustration.
Ugh! Look, the keys have symbols on them. Oliver says, and the message on the back. Maybe if we decode the symbols, we'll find out how to unlock this door.
Stop. Open puzzle packet number 2. Proceed after solving the puzzle.